like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io. Or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's Bitcoin530.io.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's another in our weekly programs on health and nutrition. We've got lots to talk about today. It's my pleasure being here behind this microphone. I'm comfortably ensconced, and I hope you are as well, because we got lots to talk about today. And you can be part of the program, 877-726-8255, our number. I consider myself extraordinarily privileged to have this opportunity to share important news with you. And we got some very important news stories this week. We're going to talk about the booster vaccine. We're going to be talking about a new definition of healthy food from the Food and Drug Administration. It's long overdue, but is it enough? A new breakthrough Alzheimer's drug, but is it really a breakthrough? Will it be safe and practical? News about our Save Our Supplements campaign. It appears that we have won a major victory as we move into the month of October. A study on the ability of dogs to smell stress. Yeah, if you're stressed, and you pet owners, you probably can vouch for it. Your dog may come over to you looking concerned. 877-726-8255, our number. And let's get going with your phone calls. We'll take some of those momentarily. Also, that number available to you 24/7, so you can record a question anytime you like. We'll take some of those calls later. But an important development here where I reside in New York City, headline, Mayor Adams and the New York City Health and Hospital CAO, Mitchell Katz, announced that there will be a rollout and expansion of plant-based meals as the default option in city hospitals. That means if you're hospitalized in New York City at a city hospital, not all hospitals are city hospitals, there's some private hospitals, but if you're in a city hospital like Lincoln Metropolitan or Woodhull Hospital, you're going to get a vegetarian meal unless you specify or your doctor specifies to the contrary. And there's some self-congratulatory rhetoric by New York City's mayor. When it comes to preventing diet-related chronic disease, there's a growing recognition that it's not our DNA, it's our dinner. Since January, we've introduced plant-powered Fridays into schools. Now we are proud to announce the successful rollout and expansion of default plant-based lunch and dinner options at all health and hospital sites. And so there's a lot of hype around this. New York City Health and Hospitals President and CEO Mitchell Katz gushed, As a primary care physician, I speak with all of my patients about the importance of a healthy diet and how it can help fend off or treat chronic conditions like type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart disease. Our new meal program is rooted in evidence for health benefits and environmental sustainability. Okay, in my opinion, this is an extraordinarily misguided initiative because there's no question that hospital food is abysmal. Being sick is a teachable moment. And when you confront a hospital breakfast of, say, some soggy white toast slathered with margarine, maybe you get a bowl of cream of wheat or a package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies along with numerous packets of sugar, and you get coffee made for your instant coffee. Maybe you get a container of orange-flavored fruit drink, but it's laden with sugar. This is surely a missed opportunity because you're in the hospital, and this is what the doctors are feeding you. It's like they're condoning a terrible diet. For dinner, you might get mystery meat or desiccated fish sticks, some soggy string beans and carrots, and a dollop of instant mashed potatoes, and maybe a sugary pudding or cake for dessert. That's not good. And that can all be backstopped with a can of Ensure to fill in your nutritional gaps. But it's laden with all kinds of artificial ingredients, refined oils, emulsifiers, flavorings, and ample high fructose corn syrup. So the problem is applying a prevention model to hospital foods. It's a terrible miscalculation. Because while it can be demonstrated that certain diets, and you know certainly a plant-based diet or a diet rich in plant-based foods doesn't have to be exclusively plant-based. It can be a Mediterranean diet with plentiful fruits and vegetables and perhaps some whole grains and legumes. This may be good for heart disease and diabetes prevention and reducing the risk of obesity. But when it comes to hospitalized patients, what is typically in short supply is protein. And sickness is an enormously catabolic event. By that is meant that the body rapidly loses, precipitously, lean mass and musculature. And this is called sarcopenia. It's a natural slow process by which muscle is replaced by fat as one ages. But when you're in the hospital, it takes an enormous and often irrevocable leap because your appetite may be impaired, you're immobilized, maybe your GI tract is compromised because you've had gastrointestinal surgery. And what you need, and this has been demonstrated in studies, is you need protein. And, well, you may say, well, you know, I can get protein from beans. I can get protein from nuts. That would be what the mayor contends. He himself has improved his status because years ago he was diabetic, and he managed to turn it around, lost 35 pounds, normalized his blood sugar, and eliminated an eye problem that was looming. And also he had the onset of peripheral neuropathy. That got better when he changed his diet. So he's a big believer of a plant-based diet. And it's a good example, I think, for the African-American community because they are prey inordinately to diabetes, overweight leading to hypertension, diabetes, stroke, heart attack, kidney disease, etc. But it is clear that hospital teams struggle mightily to keep patients out of what's called negative nitrogen balance. That's a state where protein losses outpace intake. And protein inadequacy can compromise recovery because protein is the opposite of catabolic. It's anabolic. It helps to build patients up. And so this is where a vegan diet comes up short. I mean, true, there's protein in, say, legumes, nuts, even vegetables, but it's incomplete protein. It's not that well absorbed. The ideal forms of protein are what is traditionally associated with heart disease. Meat and eggs and high-fat dairy products, these contain a lot of protein. And that's what hospitalist patients should have the option to continue to receive. And so here's a study. Plant-based meat analogs weaken gastrointestinal digestive function and show less digestibility than real meat. It's an animal study, but what they found is that there were changes in the gastrointestinal tract compared with real pork and beef. Plant-based meat analogs reduced the number of digestive cells, caused changes in the gut wall, changed the duodenal villi, which are the absorptive surface in the small intestine. And so the conclusion is that plant-based meat analogs weaken gastrointestinal digestive function and their digestion and absorption performance is not as good as the real meat. So here we have an initiative. You know, history is littered with examples of the unintended consequences of ostensibly good deeds. Think prohibition, the overuse of antibiotics, the just-say-no approach to drug addiction, widespread deployment of dangerous pesticides, to name but a few. But let's just hope the collateral damage of Mayor Adams' ill-considered hospital nutrition initiative won't be too pervasive before we wake up to its detrimental effects. This is an initiative that's hard to digest. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. What do you picture when you think of aging well? Daily energy and vitality, a healthy sex life, maintaining your ability to heal and regenerate? Berkeley Life is dedicated to making these visions a reality. Their supplement supports nitric oxide levels, a foundational molecule supporting a healthy cardiovascular and circulatory system. It's never too early to start aging well. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet. Whether it's harvest theme or Halloween, decorate your home for the fall with Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture with vintage holiday decor. There's lots of Halloween decorations to choose from, plus clothing and costume jewelry, including earrings, necklaces, pins, and rings. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. Callers, start your engines because we'll be taking calls momentarily. We've been talking a lot about, in the past few months, about our Save Our Supplements campaign because Congress has been seeking to enlarge FDA's purview over supplements. And a couple of months ago, it looked kind of grim. It looked like there were going to be new restrictions applied to supplements via something called MPL, Mandatory Product Listing, which is kind of a dragnet to bring in all supplements and have all the manufacturers list their ingredients. This ostensibly sounds innocent, but it's a prelude to eliminating certain supplements and making them ineligible for appearing on your health food store shelf. So we're going back and forth on that, recommending that you go to drhoffman.com/ANH to join the campaign. That stands for the Alliance for Natural Health, of which I'm the medical director. And the good news, finally, as we move into October, MPL is dead. Well, it's kind of like a vampire. I mean, you got to put a stake through its heart to really kill it, but it is temporarily stunned and back in its coffin. At the last moment, its major proponent, Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, offered an amendment to restore the MPL to a stopgap funding bill, which had to be passed on September 30th, if not government employees would have had to have been furloughed. So the amendment was defeated and did not get incorporated in the final bill. So congratulations to y'all for contacting your legislators. You really made a difference on this pass. But MPL's not dead because they're seeking to revive it as a standalone bill. And so we have to remain vigilant. So go to drhoffman.com/ANH to find out the latest on how you can take action if the bill is reincarnated, zombie-like, to come back to haunt us. Speaking of the government, the FDA wants to change the definition of healthy food. And this, they're so behind the times, abysmally behind the times, because the original definition set in 1994
allowed for food manufacturers to add the word healthy to their products. Get this. As long as the products had limited amounts of total fat, saturated fat, cholesterol, and sodium, and provided at least 10% of the daily value of one or more following nutrients, vitamin A, C, calcium, iron, protein, or dietary fiber. So by that criterion, you know, Kellogg's Special K could be considered a healthy food, even if it were laced with sugar, as many breakfast cereals are. So you had the spectacle of these ridiculous breakfast cereals being designated healthy, and at the same time, fatty fish like salmon, nuts and seeds, did not qualify as healthy. Why? Because they have too much fat. And the research is demolishing this contention that fat is the culprit. It's really sugar and refined carbohydrates. Okay, so the new proposed rule introduces a new limit on added sugars, which is good. In general, no more than 2.5 grams per serving, which is a half a teaspoon. The servings are tiny, so if you know eat the whole package, you know you're going to get a lot more sugar. But what that means is that many sugary cereals, granola bars, highly sweetened yogurts, and white breads, which might currently qualify as healthy under the existing definition, would be eliminated under the new rule. You know, avocados even were considered not healthy. Under the ridiculous previous rule. This is, you know, they're trying. The problem is that they're behind the times. They are not focusing enough on ultra-processed food. That should really be the definition of healthy. The least processed foods are the healthiest foods, undoubtedly. The foods that have the least in the way of artificial ingredients, additives, and refinement. And that should be the criterion by which the FDA designates healthy food. But we got to take baby steps here because more than 80% of the people living in the United States aren't even getting enough vegetables, fruit, and or dairy in their diets, according to the FDA. So mixed messaging and obsolete recommendations, and the FDA is playing catch-up ball, but continues to remain way behind nutrition science and is subject to the influence of a lot of food industries, food industry lobbyists. 877-726-8255, our number. This is Intelligent Medicine.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavin Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But
You'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrol's chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavonatrols.com. That's flavonatrols.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Dust off your lederhosen for the return of Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay on Saturday, October 15th. It's fun for the whole family with live music, games, beer, food, and most importantly, the costume contest. Purchase tickets and learn more at turtlebay.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Dust off your lederhosen for the return of Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay on Saturday, October 15th. It's fun for the whole family with live music, games, beer, food, and most importantly, the costume contest. Purchase tickets and learn more at turtlebay.org.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. This is your program, your opportunity to pose a question. We're here. You can come directly to the doctor's office, 877-726-8255, this hour and next. Lots of time to take your questions, but remember that number is available to you 24-7, 365. And if you call 877-726-8255, it'll prompt you to record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
They told us all this stuff not to do for COVID because, you know, it was, you know, we had to sanitize our food, we had to sanitize everything, basically. But they've never come back and said, you don't need to do this anymore. We don't hear that. I mean, I know people aren't doing a lot of that, but even when I would call the CDC phone number, the toll-free number, those people didn't know anything about it. So there still is a concern. My understanding is if you touch the live COVID virus and then touch your eye, you can still contract it that way. But otherwise, you know, as long as you're washing your hands and not touching your eyes, you should be pretty safe.
Hey, indeed. Well, you know, I'm going to say it. You're not going to get it from food. You're not likely to get it from a doorknob or a tabletop. You know, we created a pervasive sense of fear about this, and it kind of recalls, you know, the AIDS era. You know, I was around when, you know, before AIDS was discovered, I started medical school, and then AIDS became a thing in the 1980s. And then I had to do my hospital training at Bellevue Hospital. And nobody knew really how AIDS was transmitted. It was a terrible wasting disease. It led to death. And, for example, when I had to get a patient to X-ray from their floor who had HIV, the guys who the AIDS who brought patients down to X-ray, I would call up and say, I need this patient to get a chest X-ray because they're coughing, they're having trouble breathing. They wouldn't show up because they were afraid to go on the same elevator with patients with AIDS. And so it was left to me. I mean, I knew the science. I knew the science that it was a bloodborne thing. As long as you didn't have sex with a patient who had AIDS, or as long as you didn't get a blood transfusion, or as long as, God forbid, you didn't get a needle stick from a patient infected with AIDS, you weren't going to get it. And yet, for a long time, there was kind of a delayed reaction on that. And now the same thing is happening. There's a pervasive sense of fear about exposure. You know, most people are getting it, that COVID is not transmitted from surfaces, or you can't get it outside. But there's still people walking around. I saw, like, a parent taking their two little kids to the YMCA, which is where I work out. And the parent and the little kids were wearing masks outside on the sidewalk, you know, on the way to the YMCA, which no longer requires masks. And, in fact, they dropped the mask requirement on airlines. They're now reinstating people who have been furloughed or fired because they haven't gotten vaccines. People are coming back to offices, and offices aren't requiring masking or vaccines. There's a change and finally a realization that many of the measures that we took to stop the spread aren't making a difference. What's deplorable is that certain countries like China are still striving for a zero COVID policy. And if you look at the world map in terms of the countries that are blowing up with COVID cases, the major countries that are blowing up are China and Australia. Why Australia? Because Australia was so strict and stringent about its lockdown, and now people are getting COVID. And the same thing in China is they have no natural immunity. And so this is a good segue to talk about COVID. Thanks for your comment. It's a comment, not necessarily a question. But you can go to drhoffman.com/immunity reset to obtain an important resource, because during COVID, I spent a lot of time thinking about COVID and thinking about resilience and how, yes, we're striving for effective vaccines and medications to treat COVID, better medical treatments to save patients who are critically ill, and we've learned a lot. But when it comes down to it, our resilience, our underlying immunity, makes a huge difference in the outcome of COVID. And so drhoffman.com/immunity reset is a great resource for you and your loved ones, your family, friends. Share it. And it's a detailed examination of all the factors that go into resiliency. Resiliency is really the key, the terrain on which the virus either is resisted or takes off like a firestorm, has to do with your underlying immunity, which can be affected by diet, supplements, exercise, and sleep, even stress. Stress, too, is something that puts the kibosh on natural immunity. And speaking of natural immunity, we don't talk too much about natural immunity. It was all about the vaccines. And so whether you had COVID or not, you were required to take a vaccine, and you were told to take a booster. And actually, boosters were required And I had a little bit of a run-in for my summer vacation plans this summer. I was planning to take a trip on a major with a major tour company to the Canadian Rockies. You know, beautiful trip. And what they said is that you need to be boosted. And I said, well, you know, I had the initial shots. I succumbed. I had the first two shots because you really couldn't do anything in New York where I reside. You couldn't go into a restaurant or you couldn't go into public buildings. You couldn't go into a gym. It was really, really restrictive. You couldn't go to any kind of performance. So I took the initial two shots. And within a couple of months, sure enough, I got COVID. And so I figured I had what was called hybrid immunity. I actually felt good about getting COVID, although there were a couple of days of, you know, some mild misery. And I felt good. I said, you know, I've got both the shots, whatever good they're going to do, and I got a case of COVID, so I have hybrid immunity. And I hesitated about taking the booster, and I haven't taken one. And so this tour company said, well, you know, you must take a booster, you know, because your COVID was too long ago. It was more than 180 days ago, 6 months ago. And so you need to take the booster to be on the trip. And I wrote them a detailed letter, you know, citing all the medical evidence. And they said, well, thank you very much for your letter, but you still need a booster. That's our company policy. So I said, cancel my trip. And I went on another great trip to Iceland, which didn't require all that rigmarole. And, you know, I was fine. So here's an article that came out in The Lancet, you know, major medical journal, entitled, this is a mouthful, Protection Against Omicron BA2 Reinfection Conferred by Primary Omicron BA1 or Pre-Omicron SARS-CoV-2 Infection Among Healthcare Workers With and Without mRNA Vaccination, a Case Control Study. And what it basically is about, it examined the efficacy or lack thereof of hybrid immunity versus boosting. So hybrid immunity would be like me. You know, you had the first two shots and then you had a documented case of COVID versus the people who had boosters, additional boosters. I mean, everybody had the first two shots. Everybody had COVID, but some people got a booster. And they say, we aim to estimate the protection against Omicron associated with previous primary infection among healthcare workers with and without the mRNA vaccination. And what they found was that healthcare workers who had received two doses of mRNA vaccine and had had previous COVID were subsequently well protected for a long period against reinfection with Omicron. Get this part in a major medical journal, but they don't share that with you as you see ads and you see politicians exhorting you to take the booster. Get this part. This is in major medical journal, worldwide circulation. Every doctor, health authority has access to it. With a third vaccine dose conferring no improvement to that hybrid protection. I repeat, with a third vaccine dose conferring no improvement to that hybrid protection. They continue, if this protection also pertains to future variants, there might be limited benefit from additional vaccine doses for people with hybrid immunity, depending on timing and variant. So, what this study does not say, and I'm not going to make overambitious claims for this study does not speak to the risk of death or hospitalization, where some studies have said that especially in very vulnerable individuals, people who have a lot of comorbidities, they have immunosuppression, maybe they've taken chemotherapy, maybe they're obese and diabetic or elderly and frail, maybe, just maybe, the booster could provide some small advantage, reducing their risk of hospitalization and death, but not completely eliminating it, because many people with the, you know, four and five shots now have been hospitalized. Some are dying, perhaps to a lesser extent than people who are unboosted. But this is a a study that really deserves attention as we go forward with, I think, a headlong into an experiment with new boosters directed to Omicron variants with uncertain benefits and uncertain risks, minimally tested on humans, tested, yes, on lab animals. But the test that's underway is a big uncontrolled experiment, and more people are not willing to take part. The uptake of the new Omicron booster is way below expectation. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino has Monday Night Football, the best day of the week. So come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 16 screens inside season. Score big with our stadium snacks half off during the game. Play hard, win easy with more prizes, cash, and free slot play. 49er tickets up for grabs all season long. So get your team gear on, grab your friends, and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
paid for by the American Hospital Association. A new report shows more than half of hospitals could operate in the red by the end of the year. This could put access to essential health care services for patients at risk. Rick Pollack, President and CEO of the American Hospital Association.
Managing the aftermath and aftershocks of the biggest public health crisis in a century has placed the vast majority of America's hospitals in serious financial jeopardy as they experience severe workforce shortages, broken supply chains, the Medicare 2% sequester kicking back in, and a surge in inflation. These realities translate into access to services being put in jeopardy. And this deserves the immediate attention of policymakers at every level of government to ensure that we are able to keep people healthy and maintain essential public services that our communities depend on.
To view the full report and learn more, visit aha.org.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. You can call this hour or next. And you ever hear this thing where if you take a little bit of vinegar before a meal, it will reduce your appetite or improve your blood sugar? I remember a study from about, 10 or 12 years ago, where a colleague of mine administered vinegar to patients before a meal and found that there was a decreased blood sugar response. And I didn't make too much of that. It sounds like kind of like an old wives' tale, right? But there's a big study, it's like 20 pages long, in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition last month, which looks at the effects of short-chain fatty acids, including vinegar. There are a variety of short-chain fatty acids. Vinegar is actually acetic acid or acetate. There's propionic acid, butyrate, et cetera. There's a bunch of them. But what they found is that administering vinegar before a meal decreased the glucose response acutely in both healthy and metabolically unhealthy individuals. So if you're okay to begin with, it'll help. And if you're in trouble with your blood sugar, you have metabolic syndrome, it'll help. Now, what is it about vinegar that does that? Perhaps it slows gastric emptying, reducing the availability of the carbohydrates in your meal. Maybe it has some direct metabolic effects. They're not sure. But this is something that I do traditionally before my biggest meal of the day, which is dinner. Is I have a big salad, and I'll get some nice balsamic vinegar and drench my salad, and then add some olive oil in about 3-to-1 ratio. But there's plenty of vinegar in my salad, and what I find is that having a salad as a prelude to the meal with vinegar attenuates my appetite, so I just don't put on the feed bag quite as much for a big, heavy meal at night. Late in the day, which we know is not great. 877-726-8255, our number. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep. And I had that experience last night. I took some CBD sleep, which is from CV Sciences. And it really helped me. I had a rough night. And, usually I sleep like a log, but last night I had a little more trouble and got a great rest. In fact, I slept so long, I didn't have time to exercise this morning before the show, which is unusual. So the brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. And now I'm excited about a new natural wellness line from Plus CBD. It's CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. CBD Calm for anxiety helps ease tension, contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD plus theanine and 5-HTP. CBD Sleep, on the other hand, contains melatonin as well as soothing magnolia bark extract to reduce cortisol and relaxing lemon balm so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. Both products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman 30 for, get this, 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. All right, big news this week, a breakthrough, they say, in the treatment of Alzheimer's disease. It's a drug which purports to slow cognitive and functional decline by 27% compared with a placebo. The drug is called lecanemab. They'll probably come up with a more easy pronounced name. But it comes in the wake of the failure of a drug called Aduhelm, which became the first new Alzheimer's disease treatment approved by the FDA. It was very controversial. A lot of people on the FDA board dissented from that, and they passed it kind of in a hurry because they said that since there's nothing available, it was kind of a compassionate move to allow this drug, admittedly very expensive and with side effects and unclear benefits, at least of something to grasp at. The problem is it costs $56,000 a year. There are hundreds of thousands of patients with Alzheimer's disease, and it would actually break the back of Medicare. So President Biden recently touted savings to Medicare. He claimed credit for a modest decline in Medicare premiums, but he forgot to mention the reason. His administration is rationing Aduhelm, and that's saving Medicare a lot of money. The new drug, we don't know how much it's going to cost. It's only in phase three trials. So it's unusual to approve a drug that's not been completely vetted, although they're more and more they're doing it with, like, the vaccines. You know, I would be cautious about utilizing this in my patients because 21% of patients receiving lecanemab experience brain swelling, brain bleeding, or both, compared with just 9% of the placebo group. And that is a concern. These are serious side effects. And always in these initial trials for approval of drugs, the benefits are exaggerated and the negative side effects are minimized. This is to get drug approval from the FDA. And so while this may be a breakthrough, I'm not entirely sure that you should be the first kid on the block to jump on this new medication. 877-726-8255, our number for Intelligent Medicine. Be right back. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. And now I'm excited about a new natural wellness line from Plus CBD, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD, plus L-theanine and 5-HTP. CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. Both products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you.
because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Blood, sweat, tears, and optimism in South Florida with the death toll from Hurricane Ian rising and hundreds of thousands of people without power in Florida and the Carolinas. U.S. officials are vowing to unleash a massive amount of federal disaster aid as crews scramble to rescue people stranded by the storm.
There's a lot of work left to do.
Florida's Senator Rick Scott on NBC's Meet the Press.
They're trying to get the power back on, make sure your phones work. But the biggest thing right now is just continuing to make sure we find everybody and anybody that needs help, they get to the hospital, get whatever care they need.
Also on Meet the Press, FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell.
I want to get down on the ground, see for myself what the impacts are, and talk to people and hear what they're struggling with and what they think their needs are going to be.
I'm Shelley Adler.
In the wake of Ian's devastation, Town Hall News and our companion network, SRN News, are partnering with Christian nonprofit relief agency Food for the Poor to send emergency supplies to victims in Florida and the Carolinas. More information at srnnews.com. Brazilians went to the polls today, and the two top presidential candidates will face each other in a runoff vote. Neither leftist former president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva or conservative incumbent Jair Bolsonaro got enough votes outright.
Lula had 48% of votes compared with 44% of Mr. Bolsonaro, who has performed much better than predicted. Opinion polls published on the eve of the vote indicated that Lula would secure more than half of valid votes and would win outright. The vote will take place on the last Sunday of October. Politicians from Mr. Bolsonaro's governing coalition have also won a majority of seats in elections for the lower house of Congress and the Senate.
BBC's Leonardo Rocca reporting. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Tagoka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them, the weight works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
The Danish Energy Agency says one of two ruptured natural gas pipelines in the Baltic Sea appears to have stopped leaking natural gas.
The agency says it's been informed by the company operating the Nord Stream 2 pipeline that pressure appears to have stabilized in the pipeline, which runs from Russia to Germany. It adds this indicates the leaking of gas has now stopped. The undersea blasts that damaged the pipelines this week had led to a huge methane leak. Vladimir Putin accusing the West of sabotage, a charge vehemently denied by the United States. Jason Walker reporting.
Germany, Norway, and Denmark will deliver 16-wheeled armor howitzers in Ukraine next year. The Zuzana systems would be produced by Slovakia and financed jointly with the other three nations. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Flag football is rising in popularity, especially among girls.
Interest has picked up in youth leagues and also following a push by NFL teams to help start teams for high schoolers. Now, officials in the southern section of the California Interscholastic Federation are expected to vote on making flag football an official girls' high school sport. State interscholastic sport officials could soon follow. Football enthusiasts say the move could lead more schools to start more teams and give girls more opportunities to play the sport. John Scott reporting.
A spectator at today's Steelers-Jets game died following a fall at Acrisure Stadium in Pittsburgh. The accident happened at the end of New York's 24-20 win. Paramedics administered care on site to the victim. He was transported to the hospital in critical condition, but died soon after. An investigation is underway. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have an excellent program for you. I am going to break down Medicaid and maybe more specifically the division of assets. And like I've said before, sometime fairly soon, I'm hoping to have a top-level elder law attorney where we can really break this down and get into some of the very, very specific areas of interest, I think. But I'm going to do my best. I was told by someone, Steve, numbers over the radio don't necessarily translate so well. Okay, so what am I going to do today? I'm going to be talking about numbers. We're going to give it a whirl. and if you have any questions, you could always reach out and give me a ring and give me a call. We can talk about it. I'll probably be referring you to a local elder law attorney, and I'll give you a resource on that a little bit later. If you attempt any of this, I strongly recommend contacting an elder law attorney or estate planning attorney and contact someone that does this full time, not just 10 or 20% of their practice, because they think that that's kind of a neat thing to get into. You want someone who specializes in this and focuses 100% of their practice on elder law and estate planning, and specifically when it gets into Medicaid qualification, asset protection strategies, division of assets. You're going to want to work with an elder law attorney and someone who's been in business for a long time, has a good reputation. Look at the Google reviews. Make sure that they're not a jerk. Okay, make sure that they're good people and they treat people right and they do a good job. And then work with them and talk to them and at least have a consultation with them. So let's jump in today and talk about the division of assets. So first of all, we probably should cover at least maybe one step prior to that. And what is Medicaid? It's financial assistance for health care and prescription medication costs. For today, the purpose of this conversation is to talk about Medicaid as it relates to paying for your stay in a long-term care community, also known as a nursing home. That's where we're going to focus today. So this is a federal program, so it's a huge amount of federal dollars that is available, but it's administered at the state level. So that's where it starts to get a little bit tricky, where a lot of states have some definite differences. And look, as I looked at many, many states, including, you know, where I live in Kansas and Missouri, and I know both of those states really, really well, but I've looked at a lot of other states working with a lot of clients around the country with their placement needs and that sort of thing. all of these state differences are pretty minor. I mean, they're very, very similar. Now, with that being said, some states may have a particular rule that makes a huge difference for you and your family. But I would say most of them are very, very, very similar. So, again, a federal program administered by the state. Do not confuse Medicaid. This is very simple, super, super easy to do, okay? But try not to do it. Do not confuse Medicaid with Medicare. Two totally different programs. They both start with a capital M, but and they sound kind of similar, but people interchange those terms. And don't do it, okay? Medicare is your health insurance. Medicaid is financial assistance for health care costs and prescription costs, okay? And again, for the purpose of this presentation today, specifically to pay for your stay in long-term care, also known as a nursing home. But you have to meet certain income and asset criteria. So if you are a single person, I'm going to fly through this pretty fast, but again, a single person, you have to look at your assets and you have to divide them into two categories. So one category is an exempt asset, meaning you don't have to do anything. You're not going to lose it. You don't have to spend it. And it is exempt for Medicaid qualification purposes. And then another bucket or another category, if you will, is countable assets. So exempt asset. Your house is an exempt asset, at least for now. I'm going to unpack that a little bit later on. You can have a vehicle. Your car is considered an exempt asset. A prepaid funeral plan is considered an exempt asset. A small amount of cash value within a life insurance plan is considered an exempt asset. I believe it's up to $1,500. Okay, you could have a $200,000 term life insurance policy, and that's completely exempt. They're looking at the cash value within a life insurance policy. That's what they're looking at. Again, $1,500 or less, exempt asset. And then all the stuff in your house, all of your household goods, an exempt asset. So what is a countable asset? Almost everything else, I like to just generally say, think of liquid assets. So checking, savings account, money market, mutual funds, CDs, 401ks, IRAs. And there are even some exceptions for those sort of things. But just generally speaking, your liquid assets would have to be countable. Well, what do you mean by countable? So if I count $50,000, for an example, what does that mean? Well, then for example, if you have $50,000 of countable assets, liquid assets, then you would have to spend those assets down to the point where you're almost broke. Okay, and that's if you hear the term spend down, well, what's your spend down amount? Okay, that is the spend down. So I have, in this example, $50,000 of countable assets. You have to spend down that money to, and I'll just give you Kansas and Missouri numbers. And again, all the states are very similar. Missouri just moved it in July to about $5,300 and some change. Kansas, you have to spend it down to $2,000. So in either case, you're almost broke. And at that point, Medicaid says, okay, you have outlived your assets. We will pay for the majority of the cost of your care if you need to move to a long-term care community, also known as a nursing home. So that's pretty simple, very straightforward, okay, for a single person. But what happens if you're married? Okay, that's when it gets a lot more complicated. Okay, so now we have to do what's called a division of assets. And that's where it gets a little bit crazy. So, what kind of triggered me to cover this topic this week is earlier this last week I spoke to a really super nice lady, and she was asking me a lot of questions, and I'll be helping her find placement for her husband he's in a particular place and it's just not going well there. So we're going to look at some other options. I'm positive that she's going to move her husband to a different care provider for some rehab and long-term care. But she started asking me all these Medicaid-related questions. And I'm like, you know, I'm not an attorney. I certainly understand it pretty well, but I'm definitely not an attorney, so I can't provide any advice for you as far as, you know, exactly what you should do. But that's why you should work with a qualified elder law attorney. And then that's when she surprised me. She said, well, I am. And I said, oh, well, have you talked to your attorney about this? Well, she won't call me back. I'm like, oh, wow. And so this very nice lady said, well, you know, I've talked to, you know, other people in the office, et cetera, but I mean, I really need to speak with the attorney. And so she was kind of complaining about that. So she asked me a few very, very specific questions that I'm going to, and again, her conversation with me, it kind of inspired me to cover this week. But she said, well, Steve, the way you just described that is so clear, and it makes so much sense to me. You described it way better than my very expensive elder law attorney. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I mean, I'm glad that makes sense for you. I'm certainly not trying to compete or anything like that, but this is just the way my simple mind works. And so I explain it very, very simply. And she just went on to share that her elder law attorney kind of talks in circles. It makes it seem, you know, a lot more complicated than what I think it actually is and should be. So with that as a setup, you know, coming up next, I'm going to talk about the division of assets. I'm going to break down what happens to your income and a lot of just really, really critical information. You're definitely not going to want to miss that. So stay tuned for that. All right, the Senior Care Live question of the week. When qualifying for Medicaid, the state requires you to sign over your house to the nursing home. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Attention! Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS?
The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, The Road to Entrepreneurship.
Here's Louis Cheney, founder of Get to the Damn Point.
But you know when you're rambling. Anybody can ramble for an hour. It's getting it down succinctly takes time. The problem, I think, with most people is PowerPoints, which are powerless and pointless anymore, are the low-hanging fruit. They create a PowerPoint, and they go in and they read it because it's quick to do. It's like the college kid who should have been cramming for his exam, you know, for 3 days, and instead he does it an hour before the test. So they're taking the easy way out. If they took a little more time, they could wind up saving themselves a lot of trouble because they'll be talking less.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
Find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. When qualifying for Medicaid, the state requires you to sign over your house to the nursing home. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And I just talked about it in that first segment. The house is considered an exempt asset that you can hold on to for the time being, and you do not have to sign it over to anyone. So if anyone tells you that, they clearly have demonstrated they don't know what they're talking about. Okay, and then run. Don't walk, run. Because do not listen to anything else that they say, because that's just flat out incorrect. All right, so getting back to the Medicaid division of assets, I talked about dividing those assets, exempt and countable assets. So a lot of people say, well, you know, what do you mean by division of assets? How much can you keep and that sort of thing? So if you and your spouse have, and this is a very specific number, $274,000 and $274,800, okay, that's at the time that you can divide equally. So $137,400 on his side of the ledger, for example, $137,400 on her side of the ledger. Well, what if you have $300,000 or something more than that? All right, well, you would just spend your money on the care and everything that you would need, okay, and just pay your own way. And then once you get down to $274,800, then at that time, boom, you split it. And the maximum you could protect, at least this year, for either one of the spouses would be $137,400. Okay. So hopefully that makes sense. Now, the division of assets, I was visiting with this super nice lady, and I said, you know, back in the day, it wasn't that long ago, people would panic because they would see the cost of long-term care, and they're like, oh my gosh, we're going to be broke. I mean, completely broke. It's so expensive. So back in the day, believe it or not, people would get a divorce. They would still live together, still love each other, but they got a divorce so that they would have to legally divide their assets to protect some of the assets for the well spouse, the community spouse, the spouse still living at home independently. Because you still have your bills and your costs and, you know, all the stuff. You still have to be able to live. Okay? So our country and our Congress said, well, wait a minute. We're in the United States of America. This is kind of crazy. Why can't we just divide assets on paper without causing anyone to have to get a divorce? That's crazy. And so, lo and behold, we have this division of assets. You do just divide everything on paper. No divorce required. Okay? And the reason that this is even available as an option for a couple is to keep the community spouse, that independent well spouse still living at home, to keep them from becoming impoverished due to the high cost of care for the, and I don't like this word, institutionalized spouse, or the spouse needing the care in the nursing home. That's exactly what it's for. So I don't want to hear people say, well, you're just doing that to get the state and the government to pay your cost. Well, no. There's a very, very specific reason. I'm going to get into some examples here, and it's going to really shine a light on why you would want to do this. Now, let's talk about what happens to your income when your spouse moves to the nursing home. And I'll tell you the short answer. When your spouse moves to the nursing home, their income goes with them. Let me say that again. When one of the spouses needs care and has to move to long-term care, new move to the nursing home, their income goes with them. Okay, this is a huge, huge deal. Well, Steve, you talked about assets, but what about Social Security and the pension coming in? Well, that's your income. That's different than your assets. So let's talk about your income. So whatever your monthly income is, it could be, you know, $1,800, $2,000, $3,000, whatever the number is, okay? You take your income minus the cost of your Medicare premiums. So say, you know, your Medicare premiums, say, cost, you know, a couple hundred bucks, okay? Well, you got to keep up your Medicare. That's your health insurance. You got to keep that up. That comes right off the top of your monthly income. And then you get to keep what's called a personal needs allowance. So in Kansas or Missouri, it's either $50 a month or $62 a month. Don't spend it all in one place. And again, all of the different states, that they're very, very similar. It's a dollar or two a day. I mean, it's not much. Okay, and that's just designed to buy you a Diet Coke and a Snickers bar once in a while, maybe buy an outfit once in a while, or just a few little, just odds and ends, kind of little spending money. Okay. Whatever is left over after you pay your Medicare premiums and you keep a couple of bucks, whatever's left over, whether it's $200 or $2,000, that goes back to the nursing home as a, they call it a patient liability. I don't like those terms. I just call it a copay. I just kind of call it like it is. So that is a copay. That's the individual's ability to contribute to the cost of their care. That goes to the nursing home towards that monthly cost, and then the Medicaid program pays the nursing home the difference. It's just that cut and dry. Now, there's one little catch to that. It's kind of behind the scenes. Most people don't even realize it, but the nursing home also contributes to this model. What do you mean by that, Steve? Well, let's say, for example, if their normal billing rate is $240 a day, it could be whatever it is. It doesn't matter what it is. Just this is just an example, $240 a day, and that would be their normal daily rate. Participating in the Medicaid program is voluntary. They don't have to do it. I mean, there are a lot of long-term care communities that don't do it. They're private pay only. They won't work with the Medicaid program. But if you do participate in the Medicaid program and you're Medicaid certified, then you agree to accept what Medicaid will pay you as a maximum reimbursement per day. Well, guess what Medicaid does not pay? They do not pay your retail rates. Okay, they calculate your rate specifically to your community, and it changes on a quarterly basis. But let's say, for example, you would normally charge $240 per day, and Medicaid is going to reimburse you $200 per day. Well, then you write off $40 a day, every single day that individual is staying with you and receiving care. So the individual, the resident, contributes what they can after they pay their Medicare and keep a couple of bucks. Medicaid pays the difference up to their allowable, and the nursing home also contributes in the way of a discount every single day. And coming up next, I'm going to talk about some absolute examples of why you would want to work with an elder law attorney to go through that division of assets.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
To easily see how they can transform from one thing to another. We're not made of clay, however, but of sterner stuff, to borrow from Mark Anthony. And the reality is that oftentimes when we make changes in our lives, few, if any, others even notice. So who do we make the changes for? Others or ourselves? Or both? And who is supposed to notice? And who has to notice? And can you notice the changes in others, even if they're minute? Maybe you could start by looking for the changes in others, because the more you can notice their efforts, perhaps others will start to notice yours. Even though we're not made of clay, we are capable of making profound changes, most of which begin in subtle ways. For inspiration to change what you need to change, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend, Ray Lewis.
60 seconds of service.
Modeling a better future for veterans. That story next.
Celebrity Salute is a weekly podcast that features great celebrity and newsmaker interviews and their support for our troops and veterans. Everyone from Tom Hanks and Bradley Cooper to Dolly Parton and Bryan Cranston. Check out Celebrity Salute on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
The impact 3D printing can have on a veteran's well-being is significant. Using a 3D printed model derived from CT or MRI scans and sophisticated computer software, a medical team can hold the model of your anatomy in their hands. Using the model as a visual aid for pre-surgical planning, they can see details they may not see in two-dimensional imaging. Veterans across the country benefit from these custom 3D printed healthcare solutions. They receive better health outcomes by being more informed and in control of their healthcare.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so there is a major, major issue relative to household income with the spouse still living independently at home. This is why you would want to do a division of assets. And I don't want to hear anybody tell me, oh, you're just not trying to, you're not doing your part and you're just trying to get the state to pay for your care. You're kind of cheating a little bit. No, and here's why. So here is a perfectly normal example. You have his income of $3,000 per month, Social Security, maybe a pension or two. You have her income of $1,800. This is very, very common situation where the husband has earned more throughout the career. She stayed home with the kids for a long time and then had a career after that. And so this is very, very common to see this right now. Total household income, $4,800 per month, and everybody's doing fine. All right? And then something happens to him, he declines, and he needs 24-hour care in the long-term care community, again, also known as a nursing home. Well, when he moves to the nursing home, remember what I said earlier, his income goes with him. So does that mean that she's left with $1,800 a month? Well, no. And here's why. Part of the Medicaid rules and the division of assets, the minimum amount of income that the at-home spouse can keep, I'm rounding it off here, $2,300. So she keeps her income of $1,800, plus she gets to keep $500 of his income per month to get her up to that monthly, that minimum monthly income that's allowed, to a total $2,300. Now, remember, his income is $3,000 a month, so and she took $500 of that to get her up to that minimum. So now he's taking $2,500 with him per month to the nursing home. But here's the whole point. Their household income just went from $4,800 a month to $2,300 per month. That's a $2,500 per month decrease, or a 42% decrease per month. Now, how many of us could withstand a 42% decrease in our household income? And you know, I'm saying, hey, I couldn't tolerate it. The budget, that would not work. That would not work. And it wouldn't work for most people. So this is why you do a division of assets and execute an asset protection plan. So the very nice lady I spoke with earlier in the week, she said, now, what about this annuity thing? And I could tell she had no idea what this was. So an asset protection plan works like this. Let's say, you know, each spouse $50,000 on each side of the ledger. Okay? The $50,000 on his side, again, could be used to buy a prepaid funeral plan, which she plans on doing, and pay for things that benefit him, You could also make some household improvements. I mean, there are a few things that you can do with that money. But the bottom line is that they didn't really need any of that. So what the attorney's going to do is the attorney is going to take the majority of the money on his side of the ledger and invest that into a SPIA, a single premium immediate annuity, that will now pay her a monthly income. So why would you want to do that? Well, her income is completely offline. Okay, the Medicaid cannot touch her income, no matter what it is. And remember, his income went to the nursing home with him, and she still has bills and maybe even a house payment. Now, these folks had their house paid for, but guess what? You still have home repairs. You still have personal property tax, which, you know, where we live, frankly, is pretty high. You have insurance. You still have your cars and repairs, and you still have life, utilities, and everything else, okay? It's still really expensive, okay? So she gets to keep her income, a little bit of his, to get up to $2,300. Okay, and then they can take his spend down amount, turn that into an income for her, qualify him for Medicaid immediately, and increase her income a little bit with that single premium immediate annuity. Now, this is a very specific annuity contract written per the laws of Kansas or Missouri or whatever state you're in. So the elder law firm would have to work with a financial firm that offered this very, very specific contract. But trust me, this is all perfectly above board. It's perfectly legal. It's perfectly allowable. But you want an expert to help you with this. Do not go out and try to do this on your own. And this is nothing against working in the folks working in long-term care communities. If they say, oh, we can do that for you, no, thank you. No, thank you. This is way too complex. Just to put it in context, a lot of very experienced attorneys refer their clients to an elder law attorney because this stuff is so specific. It has to be done right. If it's not right, it's going to get you in all kinds of trouble, and it's going to cause Medicaid penalties and everything else. So it has to be done right. I would not try to do it on my own, and I would not have somebody else do it. I would contact an elder law attorney. So here's a resource to find an elder law attorney in your area. Go to this website, NAELA.org, and that's NAELA.org. NAELA.org, National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys, and you can just put in your zip code, you know, where you live, and it'll go out in a search, and then it will produce a list of qualified elder law attorneys. And again, work with someone that does this 100% of the time, that's in business for a long time, and you will not regret it. So they're expensive, but guess what? They're worth every penny because everything will be done perfectly well. It'll be done right, done properly, and the whole point of it is to protect the assets of that community spouse living independently at home. All right, just with the short time left, let's do a little myth busting.
And now, myth versus fact.
All right, here's the myth. You have to sign over your house to the nursing home when qualifying for Medicaid. But the fact is, that is not true. Your house is an exempt asset, and I covered that a little bit earlier in the program. And I'll tell you what, if I had a nickel for every time someone has called me and said, I was told by someone working in the nursing home that I'm like, no, they're wrong. But they were very convinced. Oh, I'm sure they were, but they're wrong, so don't listen to them. Okay, it's not true. Your house is an exempt asset. Do you think the nursing home really wants to own your house? No, they don't. So that is a myth. And again, the fact, not true, your house is an exempt asset. Another myth, you can give away all your money and qualify for Medicaid immediately. That is a myth. I've had a lot of people say, well, Steve, you know, what if that money just disappears? Wink, wink, nod, nod. And I'm like, yeah, no, you do not do that. I mean, you can do this, okay? It's a really bad idea. It's a terrible idea. This is going to create a Medicaid penalty. You can give it all away if you want to. Okay, it can all, quote-unquote, disappear, but to qualify for Medicaid, you have to produce bank documents, and then they're going to ask you, well, what happened to that $20,000 or $50 or $10 or whatever the number is? Well, what'd you do with that? Oh, you gave it away? Okay, well, here's your Medicaid penalty. Okay, and that, and I'll go into Medicaid penalties one of these days, but you don't want to deal with that because that's a major, major issue that you don't want to deal with. Okay, a myth. I could just give my money away and qualified for Medicaid. And again, if you give your money away, it causes this Medicaid penalty, and there's just not enough time to go in. So the fact is, you can do that, but you don't want to do it. Myth. Once I pass away, Medicaid is out of the picture, and anything I have left goes to my family. Well, the fact is, the state can come back to your estate after you died to collect anything they paid for your care while you were in the nursing home. It's called estate recovery, and that is the fact there. Okay, the myth, Medicaid looks back 3 years and that's it. Nope, the fact is Medicaid has a five-year look back to make sure that you haven't given any money away, and that's just a really big deal. So that's your myth versus fact, and that is a fact.
For more information about the facts, stay tuned to this program or contact Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
All right, going to have more on the VA Aid and Attendance Program coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, the Financial Minute with Bruce Glenn, CIO and owner of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas.
Thanks, Steve. Time in the market versus trying to time the market. If today's news and events cause you fear, consider recent history. The housing credit crisis of 2008 and 2009. The heaviest selling led to the bottom on March 9, 2009. Then, a 50% recovery in just the next few months. Next, the elections of 2016. Millions were scared out of the market from predictions of doom and gloom. Some of these people never even got back in the market and missed four great years. History shows that it's rare to catch both or either the top or the bottom of the market. Consider time in the market versus trying to time the market with your emotions. Our team of experts are here to help.
For more information, call 913-563-7327.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member of FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Your level of expertise. Zapier eliminates routine tasks and frees your employees to focus on the bigger picture. And with Zapier's advanced security features and annual SOC 2 audits, your data is safe and secure. See why thousands of companies, including Slack, Salesforce, and HubSpot, trust Zapier to automate their businesses.
Even complex tasks?
Automated with Zapier.
Try Zapier for free today at zapier.com/radio. That's zapier.com/radio. Zapier.com/radio.
Paid for by the American Hospital Association. A new report shows more than half of hospitals could operate in the red by the end of the year. This could put access to essential health care services for patients at risk. Rick Pollack, President and CEO of the American Hospital Association.
Managing the aftermath and aftershocks of the biggest public health crisis in a century has placed the vast majority of America's hospitals in serious financial jeopardy as they experience severe workforce shortages, broken supply chains, the Medicare 2% sequester kicking back in, and a surge in inflation. These realities translate into access to services being put in jeopardy, and this deserves the immediate attention of policymakers at every level of government to ensure that we are able to keep people healthy and maintain essential public services that our communities depend on.
To view the full report and learn more, visit aha.org.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so I really like discussing this little-known benefit. Now, if you work in the senior care business of senior care, okay, at any level, most of us have definitely heard of the VA aid and attendance benefit. However, if you're outside of that little bubble, there's a really good chance that you've never heard of that, ever. It's not promoted, and it's, frankly, just a little-known benefit. So that's why I'm constantly talking about it, because it's just such a huge deal. There's so many people who could qualify for this, and they literally don't even know about it. Okay, so it's called the VA Aid and Attendance Benefit, and it's financial assistance to help veterans or the surviving spouse of a veteran pay for the high cost of senior care. Now, there are all kinds of requirements, and I'm going to break it down, but frankly, it's really pretty simple. Okay, you must require help and pay for assistance for someone to help you with at least two activities of daily living. And I have a list that I'll go through here in just a minute. So if you've declined to the point where you need a little bit of help and you're paying a home care provider, maybe you've moved to assisted living, or for sure if you've moved to long-term care, you're getting help with at least two of these. But I'll go through that list in a moment. Of course, there is a service-related requirement, and then you have financial criteria that you must also meet. So let's break this down. And I'll tell you what, I'm hoping that around Veterans Day in November that I'm going to be able to have a veteran service officer here from the VFW to talk about this. And we'll get in the weeds and break that down. But I'm going to give the basics today. And when I work with senior care consulting clients, right up front, one of the first questions I ask every single time when we're going through that proprietary geriatric care assessment, every time, are you a veteran? Or maybe I'm talking to a widow, was your husband a veteran? And I always ask about that. And if the answer is yes, then we talk about this and we explore whether or not they might qualify for this. So it's a big deal. So the service-related requirement, you have to have served at least 90 consecutive days of active duty. And so if you enlist in the military, it's usually 2 years, typically it's 4 years, a four-year commitment, but 90 consecutive days. At least one day, here's the kind of a big catch, at least one day during a period of war. Now, most of my clients served in either World War II or the Korean conflict. A few of my younger clients served in Vietnam. And so I haven't had anyone served that needs my help, at least in placement, serving in Iraq. But it's usually World War II or the Korean conflict. So 90 consecutive days of active duty, at least one day during a period of war, not dishonorably discharged, okay? Income is less than the cost of care. That's pretty easy to do. For example, if your income is $2,000 a month and you're living in a $5,000 a month assisted living community, well, your cost of care is far greater than your income. That will trigger the maximum benefit that I'll review here in just a minute. Liquid assets of no more than $138,489 or less. I mean, that's the 2022 number for this particular program. Notice how that's almost the same as that Medicaid number. Okay, so this really mirrors the Medicaid program. A lot of these parameters do. And then there is a 3-year look back. So they're looking at gifts. And if you made a big gift or just gave away a bunch of stuff, that could disqualify you. Most people, that's not an issue. Okay, so your activities of daily living, you must require at least assistance with at least two activities of daily living. So if you need help with your bathing, that's one. Mobility or transferring, so that's help moving, either getting around or transferring from point A to point B. Someone helps you do that. Incontinence management or support, okay? Feeding yourself, so if you need help, you know, cutting up your food, cooking your meals, helping you eat, that kind of thing. Toileting, so using the toilet, getting dressed or undressed, medication management, and meal preparation. Okay, if you need help with at least a couple of those activities of daily living, then that meets the minimum threshold. And most people that I work with need help with at least two, and typically three, four, five of those, maybe all of them. Okay, so that one day in a period of war, World War II, was considered December 7th, 1941, of course, all the way through December 31st, 1946, for the purposes of qualifying for this program. The Korean War, June 27th, 1950, all the way through January 31st, 1955, just one day during the period of war. Vietnam, August the 5th, 1964, all the way through May the 5th, 1975. Now, there is one exception. Now, you could have been stateside and never touched a weapon and had a logistics or a support type of a role in active duty. Okay, never fired a weapon, okay? However, and you would qualify, all right? But if you were in the theater, boots on the ground in Vietnam, instead of August 5th, 1964, you'd move it all the way back to February 28th, 1961. Boots on the ground. If you didn't have boots on the ground, August 5th, 1964. Okay, in the Gulf War, August the 2nd, 1990 until, I think that might still technically be going on as far as technically qualifying for this program. The benefit amount for a single veteran, you would maximize the maximum reimbursement, $2,051. A married veteran, maximum $2,431 a month. Surviving spouse, maximum $1,318 per month. And again, it's pretty easy to get the maximum amount here. So here's an example. Let's say a veteran has $80,000 in liquid assets, an income of $2,000 per month. He lives in assisted living at $5,000 per month. That means he's short by $3,000 per month, right? That's his burn rate. So his $80,000, if he's using $3,000 a month to pay his bills, going to last for 27 months, and then he's out of money. However, with the VA aid and attendance benefit kicking in $2,051, now your income is $4,051. You're only short by $949, and $80,000 at a burn rate of $949 a month. Your $80,000 will last you for, not 27 months, but for 84 months. It would extend your stay in assisted living from 2.25 years all the way to 7 years. Okay, so it's a big, huge deal. So just wanted to let you know about that. And again, I'll be breaking that down in a lot more detail coming up here in November. All right, I'm Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. U.S. officials Sunday vowed to unleash a massive amount of federal disaster aid as crews are continuing to scramble to rescue people and pick through the rubble in South Florida. There are estimates the damage is going to cost about $80 billion, but where's the money going to come from? Brian Westbury, chief economist for First Trust, says adding up the recent $400 billion in student debt relief money on top of the Paycheck Protection Plan at the beginning of the pandemic, there's not much to go around.
We ended up spending $5 trillion borrowing it from our kids and grandkids. And what that means is we have fewer resources in the future to deal with other issues. Medicare system, the Medicaid system. A storm recovery.
Westbury was a recent guest on the Salem Radio Network. In wake of Ian's devastation, Town Hall News and our companion network, SRN News, are partnering with the Christian nonprofit relief agency Food for the Poor to send emergency supplies to victims in Florida and the Carolinas. More information at srnnews.com. Incumbent conservative president Jair Bolsonaro and leftist former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva will face each other in a runoff after results from today's election showed neither candidate won a clear majority. There's a new president of the Southern Baptist Convention.
Bart Barber is a conservative small-town preacher who loves the Lord, opposes women serving as pastors, and staunchly opposes abortion. Barber also says he wants to be a unifier and a reformer. He is highly educated and an expert on SBC policy, but he seems most at home on his Texas ranch with his cattle, one of which is named Bully Graham, after the late Billy Graham. Jason Walker reporting.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Russia's attacked the Ukrainian president's hometown and other targets with suicide drones, and Ukraine took back full control of a strategic eastern city in a counteroffensive that has reshaped the war.
Russia's loss of the eastern city of Lyman, which...
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading. We will resume normal programming shortly.
membership, a bid that won backing from 9 Central and Eastern European NATO members, fearful that Russia's aggression could eventually target them too. I'm Zaria Shakili.
British Prime Minister Liz Truss admits she could have done a better job laying the ground for her package of unfunded tax cuts. News and analysis at townhall.com. Several polls out show crime, Trump's abortion, and voter concerns with Americans as the election approaches. Heritage Foundation senior legal fellow Cully Stimson tells the Salem Radio Network it's not surprising.
People don't wake up every day, especially in the inner city, thinking about abortion, obsessing about abortion like some people on the left do. They care about getting from A to B, going to their job, going grocery shopping, socializing with their friends.
Simpson adds fighting crime should be a bipartisan effort as it was before.
In the 1990s, it was then Senator Joe Biden who joined Attorney General Bill Barr and President George H.W. Bush and others, including Chuck Schumer, on the crime bill, which toughened up federal sentences, and they worked very closely with the states.
More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, where you can enjoy the comfort of your vehicle, including the air conditioning, while they remove the smoke and grime, debris, and other deposits that can build up on your vehicle and possibly damage the finish and paint. Quick and Clean Car Wash packages start at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
The cars, once a...
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's another in our weekly programs on health and nutrition. We got lots to talk about today. It's my pleasure being here behind this microphone. I'm comfortably ensconced, and I hope you are as well, because we got lots to talk about today. And you can be part of the program, 877-726-8255, our number. I consider myself extraordinarily privileged to have this opportunity to share important news with you. And we got some very important news stories this week. We're going to talk about the booster vaccine. We're going to be talking about a new definition of healthy food from the Food and Drug Administration. It's long overdue, but is it enough? A new breakthrough Alzheimer's drug, but is it really a breakthrough? Will it be safe and practical? News about our Save Our Supplements campaign. It appears that we have won a major victory as we move into the month of October. A study on the ability of dogs to smell stress. Yeah, if you're stressed, and you pet owners, you probably can vouch for it. Your dog may come over to you looking concerned. 877-726-8255, our number. And let's get going with your phone calls. We'll take some of those momentarily. Also, that number available to you 24/7, so you can record a question anytime you like. We'll take some of those calls later. But an important development here where I reside in New York City, headline, Mayor Adams and the New York City Health and Hospital CAO, Michael Mitchell Katz, announced that there will be a rollout and expansion of plant-based meals as the default option in city hospitals. That means if you're hospitalized in New York City at a city hospital, not all hospitals are city hospitals, there's some private hospitals, but if you're in a city hospital like Lincoln Metropolitan or Woodhull Hospital, you're going to get a vegetarian meal unless you specify or your doctor specifies to the contrary. And there's some self-congratulatory rhetoric by New York City's mayor. When it comes to preventing diet-related chronic disease, there's a growing recognition that it's not our DNA, it's our dinner. Since January, we've introduced plant-powered Fridays into schools. Now we are proud to announce the successful rollout and expansion of default plant-based lunch and dinner options at all health and hospital sites. And there's a lot of hype around this. New York City Health and Hospitals President and CEO Mitchell Katz gushed, "As a primary care physician, I speak with all of my patients about the importance of a healthy diet and how it can help fend off or treat chronic conditions like type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart disease. Our new meal program is rooted in evidence for health benefits and environmental sustainability." Okay. In my opinion, this is an extraordinarily misguided initiative. Because there's no question that hospital food is abysmal. Being sick is a teachable moment. And when you confront a hospital breakfast of, say, some soggy white toast slathered with margarine, maybe you get a bowl of cream of wheat or a package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies along with numerous packets of sugar, and you get coffee made for your instant coffee. Maybe you get a container of orange-flavored fruit drink, but it's laden with sugar. This is surely a missed opportunity because you're in the hospital, and this is what the doctors are feeding you. It's like they're condoning a terrible diet. For dinner, you might get mystery meat or desiccated fish sticks, some soggy string beans and carrots, and a dollop of instant mashed potatoes, and maybe a sugary pudding or cake for dessert. That's not good. And that can all be backstopped with a can of Ensure to fill in your nutritional gaps, but it's laden with all kinds of artificial ingredients, refined oils, emulsifiers, flavorings, and ample high fructose corn syrup. So the problem is applying a prevention model to hospital foods. It's a terrible miscalculation, because while it can be demonstrated that certain diets, and you know certainly a plant-based diet or a diet rich in plant-based foods doesn't have to be exclusively plant-based. It can be a Mediterranean diet with plentiful fruits and vegetables and perhaps some whole grains and legumes. This may be good for heart disease and diabetes prevention and reducing the risk of obesity. But when it comes to hospitalized patients, what is typically in short supply is protein. And sickness is an enormously catabolic event. By that is meant that the body rapidly loses, precipitously, lean mass and musculature. And this is called sarcopenia. It's a natural slow process by which muscle is replaced by fat as one ages. But when you're in the hospital, it takes an enormous and often irrevocable leap because your appetite may be impaired, you're immobilized, maybe your GI tract is compromised because you've had gastrointestinal surgery. And what you need, and this has been demonstrated in studies, is you need protein. And, well, you may say, well, you know, I can get protein from beans. I can get protein from nuts. That would be what the mayor contends. He himself has improved his status because years ago he was diabetic, and he managed to turn it around, lost 35 pounds, normalized his blood sugar, and eliminated an eye problem that was looming. And also he had the onset of peripheral neuropathy. That got better when he changed his diet. So he's a big believer in a plant-based diet. And it's a good example, I think, for the African-American community because they are prey inordinately to diabetes, overweight leading to hypertension, diabetes, stroke, heart attack, kidney disease, etc. But it is clear that hospital teams struggle mightily to keep patients out of what's called negative nitrogen balance. That's a state where protein losses outpace intake. And protein inadequacy can compromise recovery because protein is the opposite of catabolic. It's anabolic. It helps to build patients up. And so this is where a vegan diet comes up short. I mean, true, there's protein in, say, legumes, nuts, even vegetables, but it's incomplete protein. It's not that well absorbed. The ideal forms of protein are what is traditionally associated with heart disease. Meat and eggs and high-fat dairy products, these contain a lot of protein. And that's what hospitalist patients should have the option to continue to receive. And so here's a study. Plant-based meat analogs weaken gastrointestinal digestive function and show less digestibility than real meat. It's an animal study, but what they found is that there were changes in the gastrointestinal tract compared with real pork and beef. Plant-based meat analogs reduced the number of digestive cells, caused changes in the gut wall, changed the duodenal villi, which are the absorptive surface in the small intestine. And so the conclusion is that plant-based meat analogs weaken gastrointestinal digestive function and their digestion and absorption performance is not as good as the real meat. So here we have an initiative. You know, history is littered with examples of the unintended consequences of ostensibly good deeds. Think prohibition, the overuse of antibiotics, the just-say-no approach to drug addiction, widespread deployment of dangerous pesticides, to name but a few. But let's just hope the collateral damage of Mayor Adams' ill-considered hospital nutrition initiative won't be too pervasive before we wake up to its detrimental effects. This is an initiative that's hard to digest. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavin Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavin Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavinNaturals.com. That's FlavinNaturals.com. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. What do you picture when you think of aging well? Daily energy and vitality, a healthy sex life, maintaining your ability to heal and regenerate? Berkeley Life is dedicated to making these visions a reality. Their supplement supports nitric oxide levels, a foundational molecule supporting a healthy cardiovascular and circulatory system. It's never too early to start aging well. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming in 5 minutes after monthly regularly scheduled maintenance. Thank you.
96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com.
That make me an accessory after the fact or something?
If you are an accessory, my dear, you're the most indispensable one since the self-starter.
You would defend me, I know.
But you remember who sold you the book?
I don't know his name. It was a young boy. He must be new at the bookstore. I don't think I've ever seen him there before.
Well, by some agency, whether natural or supernatural, this book was transported from the library to the bookshop where you found it. And we'll have to return it at once. At once. And with an apologetic footnote to the good Dr. Dunn. Seek not to learn for whom the cash register tolls, Doctor. It tolls for thee. I was curious. I tasted it. Now I know why Schlitz is the largest selling beer in America. No wonder it's the beer that made Milwaukee famous.
We'll return to the Halls of Ivy, starring Mr. and Mrs. Ronald Coleman in just a moment. But first, let's hear how one man turned an idle moment into an ideal experience.
Well, I'm a member of that large fraternity, the Tired Businessmen of America. It's not a club. Anybody can get in it. Although there are certain qualifications. Take mine. I've worked hard all my life, haven't had a vacation in 5 years. And my wife keeps telling me I don't know how to take it easy. And she's right, of course. Or at least she was. Things have been different the last few weeks. Lately, when I get home from the shop, I've been finding a bottle of Schlitz beer next to my favorite chair. That's the little woman's subtle way of getting me to slow down. And by George, it works, too. I remember the first night she put out the Schlitz beer for me. I came home after a pretty rugged day with everybody wanting their orders at once and four of my men home ill. I was dead tired and, you don't know how good that bottle of Schlitz looked to me right then. I sat down in the chair, kicked off my shoes and put on my slippers and then poured myself a tall glass with a good collar on it. I took a man-sized swallow and then leaned back and let that fine Schlitz flavor roll around in my tongue. Well, if I had known that Schlitz was the largest selling beer in America, I'd have known that it deserved to be. And by the way, if you want to see a picture of a man who knows how to ease up and enjoy himself, drop around my place before dinner some evening. I'll be sitting there with my bottle of Schlitz. There'll be one for you. And you can join me in saying, no wonder they call Schlitz the beer that made Milwaukee famous.
Time to take a short break. We'll be right back to wrap up this episode of The Halls of Ivy, right after this.
Dust off your lederhosen for the return of Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay on Saturday, October 15th. It's fun for the whole family with live music, games, beer, food, and most importantly, the costume contest. Purchase tickets and learn more at turtlebay.org.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Dust off your Lederhosen for the return of Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay on Saturday, October 15th. It's fun for the whole family with live music, games, beer, food, and most importantly, the costume contest. Purchase tickets and learn more at turtlebay.org.
I doubt it.
Would you tell me who it is? Maybe I can make a deal for a dollar and a half.
Well, why are you so anxious to buy this book back, Tucker?
Oh, a friend of mine wants it.
Hmm. Well, a friend of mine has it. A very dear friend.
Oh, there's gotta be a way. There's just gotta.
Well, if it means so much to you, perhaps if you explain to Dr. Hall.
Oh, that's all I need, the prez.
Dr. Hall may have his forbidding aspects, but he's really a rather wise and compassionate man. And besides, he's the one that has the book now.
Oh, I'm cooked. Gee, I didn't want to tell you, Mrs. Hall, but you're in awful trouble.
I am.
And I got you into it. Do you know what that book was that you bought from me?
Yes. A first edition of poems by John Donne.
Why didn't you tell me? If you know what it was, why did you let me sell it to you for only 50 cents? Gee, it's worth an awful lot more than you paid for it.
I know. I'm told it's worth almost $1,500.
What? Oh, brother. Who told you that?
Dr. Hall.
I'm dead.
Yes, darling.
A young man just died.
So I see. He's quivering with rigor mortis. To coin a medical novelty.
Dr. Hall, I didn't do a thing, but now I've got you all into a mess, and I wish I'd never taken that darn job.
Now, sit down. Vicky, would you scare up a snack for Tucker?
Sure. He looks a little weak. Vitamin's coming right up.
Now, go ahead, Tucker. What were you saying?
Well, I work for the campus bookshop. This morning they sent me to the library to pick up some duplicate books. You know, whenever the library gets a new shipment, they weed out the shelves and sell all the extras to the store, and we put them on the bargain table. Well, there was a whole pile of them in the library office today, so I just took them. Nobody can blame me for that, can they?
Oh, it's always possible to blame anybody for anything. That's why the index finger is slightly curved. It points around corners. When did you find out that you'd taken the John Donne along with the others?
Oh, when Mrs. Hall picked it out. Oh. It was such a beat-up book, it didn't look worth 50 cents. And that's why I noticed it. Then when Mr. Empson started yelling about a valuable old book by John Donne missing from the library, I just ran here as fast as I could. I didn't want to make any trouble for Mrs. Hall.
Well, thank you. I can still make my entrances on cue. Here you are, boys. No tipping, please.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am. Vicky, Tucker here has just vividly described the peregrination of a particular book, which has put us all in a kind of a pickle.
Well, you can read it with relish, Doctor.
Well, it's all very simple, Tucker. Mr. Maypole will understand when we explain what happened.
The Maypole? He'll never understand. He hates me.
Oh, then it isn't so simple. Why does he hate you?
Well, I used to work for him at the library. One day I found a book he'd misplaced, and he never forgave me. Then when Professor Cameron asked him for a book, Maypole said it wasn't in the library, only I found it in the stacks. And I got fired for that, and I thought I was doing him a favor.
Well, when you help somebody like Maypole, you often expose him. Well, don't worry, Tucker. I'll return the book to the library myself. And Maypole need never know you had anything to do with the matter.
Gee, you can't do that, Dr. Hall. I got you into this, and besides, the book's really yours now.
I think we should have that door removed in a 10-cent turnstile installed. I'll get it.
Tucker, I told you Dr. Hall would understand.
He's a great man, Mrs. Hall.
Oh, Mr. Wellman. Mr. Wellman!
Uh-oh.
You don't have to shout, Dr. Hall. May I come in?
Yes, of course, Mr. Wellman. Come in, Mr. Wellman!
Quick, Tucker, let's find a foxhole in the kitchen.
Mr. Wellman, I'm honored.
This is not a social call, Dr. Hall. I thought you'd be relieved to know that the thief has been found.
Oh? What did he steal?
Didn't Merriweather call you, or is it so unimportant that it has already slipped your mind, Dr. Hall? A rare volume was stolen from the library.
Oh, yes, John Donne.
The thief is one of the students, Tucker Mills.
Well, what makes you...
He has a bad record. My cousin had to fire him from the library. He's been working recently at the campus bookshop. And was seen in Maypole's office this morning when the book disappeared. The police will soon pick him up.
Well, then I assume it's out of my hands. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Wellman, for taking the trouble to relieve my mind.
Your mind? Oh, yes. Goodbye, Dr. Hall.
Well, come out, wherever you are.
Has that Cossack gone, Toddy? Come on, Tucker. The coast's clear.
Weather still cloudy. Small storm ahead, I'm afraid.
Gee, Dr. Hall, I'm terribly sorry. I better give myself up and just tell the truth.
Oh, I believe in the truth, too, Tucker. But if Wellman and Maypole have their way, and they must have it to clear up Maypole's blunder, you'd have your day in court, and I've no doubt the justice would eventually prevail. But in the meantime, what about your term papers? Your final examinations, you'll miss all of that. Who's going to make up for it? For all of truth, you'll still pay a penalty, and that would be very unfair.
Gee, Doctor, and besides that, I'm causing you an awful lot of trouble.
Oh, you weren't the cause, Tucker, but you could be the innocent victim. And you will be unless we find a way to silence Wellman and Maypole. For instance, if the missing book were to be found... in the presence of witnesses, right on Maypole's desk, where it was all along, or should have been. Well, then I think they'd be glad to let the matter drop.
Who's going to put it there?
I'll toss you for it.
Oh, you got a two-headed nickel. You always win. Not a maypole in sight. We're in luck. Put the book on his desk. Quick.
It is done. Excelsior.
Never mind, dear. I'll keep looking for another one, and someday I'll find it. Maybe at an old rummage sale or at a cut-rate drugstore somewhere.
You know, Vicky, so often the end of a search is the beginning of disillusion. But I remember one occasion when it was the beginning of everything.
When was that?
Oh, not too many years ago, in London. I, usually so full of words, in an excess of adoration, sought another voice. I rushed you to the British Museum Library, found the volume I wanted, so that another might speak my heart for me. You remember the quiet of that library as I read to you from John Donne? I wonder, by my troth, what thou and I did, till we loved.
William, do you always part your hair on the right side?
Yes. Shall I start over?
And does the iris in your eyes always flash little sparks?
No. I don't think so.
I'm sorry, darling. Go on.
I wonder, by my troth, what thou and I did till we loved. Were we not weaned till then? But sucked on country pleasures childishly? Or snorted we in the Seven Sleepers' den? 'Twas so. But this all pleasures, fancies be. If ever any beauty I did see, which I desired and got, 'twas but a dream of thee. And now, good morrow to our waking souls, which watch not one another out of fear, for love, all love of other sights controls, and makes one little room an everywhere.
Makes one little room and everywhere.
Excuse me, sir. If you two are going to make a commotion, you'll have to leave this library.
Oh, my good man, are you calling love a commotion?
Who is speaking of love, sir?
What else is there to speak of, sir? And if you insist on making a commotion about love...
Toddy, I'd love to make that kind of a commotion if you can drag yourself back from wherever you are. And wherever it is, I'd like to be there, too.
You always are, my dear.
Dr. Hall... Mrs. Hall.
Mr. Maple.
I'm sorry I wasn't here in my office to greet you. I left for a moment to check with the police department.
Oh, are you on probation for something, Mr. Maple?
Of course not. You know what has happened?
Well, I've heard disturbing rumors that you lost a very valuable book from the Breckinridge collection.
Lost? Lost, indeed. Dr. Hall, it was stolen.
Of what was stolen, Mr. Maple?
A first edition of John Donne. I thought you knew.
John Donne? I saw it here a minute ago.
No.
Where was it? Here we are. You mean this?
What? What? Dr. Hall, where did you get this book?
Why, I just picked it up from your desk here.
It wasn't there. It couldn't have been. I tore this place apart. I know it wasn't there. In fact, I know who took it.
Couldn't you have made a mistake, Mr. Maple?
I never make a mistake. I know who had this book.
Oh. Then you knew I had it.
You?
I bought it.
You?
I bought it for Dr. Hall. For 50 cents.
50 cents? You couldn't have.
But I did. I bought it at the campus bookshop.
But how did it get to the campus bookshop?
Well, perhaps the answer is that you left a very valuable piece of merchandise lying on top of a pile of discards.
The boy stole it.
Now, why should a boy steal something worth almost $1,500 and sell it for 50 cents? Particularly when he didn't make a cent for himself.
I'll talk to dear Mr. Wellman about this.
Do. Do by all means. I hardly think that your cousin, who is at least a good businessman, would approve of such ineptitude.
Oh. This is a trick, Dr. Hall.
No, Mr. Maple, just a full, if somewhat eccentric, circle. We should be grateful the circle is now completed. But I don't think the Board of Governors would find it very funny if they knew that the custodian of such valuable treasures as this didn't know a first edition from a duplicate.
Dr. Hall, in all my years, I've never been accused...
In all your years and in all the years to come, Mr. Maypole, you should be everlastingly indebted to one person, my wife. If she hadn't bought this book, somebody else might have come along and bought it. And then where would you have been? Good afternoon, Mr. Maypole.
Toddy, you are magnificent. But didn't you switch our plans around a little? Why, you told Maypole the real story. He didn't deserve to know the truth.
I couldn't help myself, darling. I am a lazy man, and I've always found the truth so much less effort than evasion. You know, sometimes I... Vicky.
What is it?
Something awful has happened. We've got to go back to the library.
But, Toddy, are you all right? What is it?
George Maypole owes you 50 cents.
I was curious. I tasted it. Now I know why Schlitz is the largest selling beer in America. No wonder it's the beer that made Milwaukee famous.
And here again are Mr. and Mrs. Ronald Coleman.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Be sure to see Ronald Coleman's latest picture, Champagne for Caesar. We'll be seeing you next week at this time at the Halls of Ivy, starring Mr. and Mrs. Ronald Coleman. Friends, Look magazine, now on the newsstands, carries a wonderful story about Mr. and Mrs. Ronald Coleman and the Halls of Ivy. It's called Ronald Coleman Becomes a College President. When you read it and see the interesting pictures, you'll know why the Colemans fit so convincingly the roles of Dr. Hall and the charming Vicky. That's Look magazine, on the stands now. Other players in our cast tonight were Willard Waterman, Herbert Butterfield, Rolf Sedan, Sidney Miller, and William Tracy. Tonight's script was written by Barbara and Milton Merlin and Don Quinn. The Halls of Ivy was created by Don Quinn, directed by Nat Wolf, and presented by the Joseph Schlitz Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Ken Carpenter speaking.
Around us here today, and we will not forget, though we be far.
Coming up, it's The Great Gildersleeve on NBC.
From June 14, 1950, the Halls of Ivy had launched about 5 months earlier and continued until the summer of 1952. There was also a one-season television run with a total of 38 episodes produced. Joining the Colemans in that version was Ray Collins playing board member John Merriweather, the role that was handled on radio by Willard Waterman. Many of you would remember Ray Collins as Lieutenant Tragg on TV's Perry Mason. I'm Greg Bell, and as you just heard, the Halls of Ivy was headed up by writer and producer Don Quinn. Well, that next on Win Radio was Quinn's first great radio success. It's Fibber McGee and Molly right after this.
In Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, Boston Blackie Death Wish, Broadway actor Richard Calmer stars as the infamous safecracker turned private eye.
Well, there's a hired killer in this case, a case I'm about to break wide open, if you'll help me.
I'll help you into a cell.
No, you won't. You're going to meet me in 30 minutes. Keep your eyes open and watch me close this case.
For a limited time, Boston Blackie Death Wish is being made available to our listeners at 50% off the regular price. Get 16 hard-hitting crime classics on 8 CDs for only $15.98. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code BOSTON33 to order now.
Give me 24 hours and a few facts, Faraday, and you'll not only have Evans' killer, but Wilson will have his diamond.
The clock is ticking, so order Boston Blackie Death Wish today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code BOSTON33 to get 50% off.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Osric Tragen's murderer is right here among us.
What are you talking about, you silly girl?
Are you sure?
I'm sure, Finn. I know who did it, and I know how to prove it. But I'm going to need your help.
No help needed to prove that the Radio Spirits app offers you free streams every day. Go to RadioSpiritsApp.com to download it now and never miss a When Radio Was episode again. Plus, stream the most recent shows for free.
That's right. That's just what I'm doing. Ought to be a pretty easy target, Cash. Come on. What are you waiting for?
Don't wait. Listen to your favorite classic radio shows with a premium plan. Choose from thousands of radio shows. Sherlock Holmes, Gunsmoke, Burns and Allen, Harry Nile, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. You can also bookmark programs and resume play when you want. Check out the Radio Spirits app and download a free trial at RadioSpiritsApp.com now.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
The NFL season is just weeks away, and if you're a football fan, you're going to love this. Gaming company Status Pro has introduced the NFL's first virtual reality simulation game called NFL Pro Era. Troy Jones from Status Pro explains how they got started.
We built a desktop application, player tracking data, and the XY grid coordinates from that data, and recreated it into a 3D simulation. And what we did with that simulation was projected through AR and VR devices and had players simulate reps outside of practice and games. So this was the birth of Status Pro. So we built a training product that could help players simulate reps. And why was that important? Because in the collective bargaining agreement, the CBA between the NFL and NFLPA, there's certain times of the year where players aren't allowed to line up against a heartbeat. So this idea of practicing and simulating reps against holograms really was solving a problem.
We'll have more on NFL Pro Era tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where before the break we presented the comedy program The Halls of Ivy, starring the real-life married couple Ronald and Benita Coleman. It was created by writer Don Quinn. His radio career began in Chicago, where he met Jim and Marion Jordan. After those three worked together on a few other shows, they launched Fibber McGee and Molly in 1935. Once it settled on national radio, it was there to stay, airing well into the 1950s. In this example, the Jordans will be joined by Jean Carroll, a male actor doing the voice of the female character Lena, the McGee's maid. This is from May 13th, 1947.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. Makers of Johnson's Wax Products for Home and Industry present Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, Gene Carroll, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The script is by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie. Music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. You know, during these nice early summer days, most of us like to be out of doors more often. I like to play a little golf myself and putter around my garden. And you? Well, don't you like to get out of your kitchen just as much as you can? That's why you'll be more thankful than ever this summer that you can put a shining film of Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat on your kitchen linoleum. Regular Glow Coat care saves hours of work all year round. Constant tiresome scrubbing is unnecessary for one thing. Dirt and spilled things wipe right up with just a damp cloth. And Johnson's Glow Coat is so easy to apply. There's no rubbing or buffing. Just apply it and let it dry. Glow Coat shines as it dries. Glow Coat makes linoleum and other floors so beautiful, too. Colors come bright and fresh. Patterns stand out again. And the bright Glow Coat shine is something you must see to believe. Try it. Have sparkling, bright floors this summer and less work with Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat. It's the floor finish with the brighter shine. I wouldn't think a man could get into much trouble simply walking from 79 Wistful Vista to the Elks Club at 14th and Oak Streets, would you? Well, if that's what you think, you don't know our Mr. McGee of Fibber McGee and Molly.
Oh, I had a cocker spaniel, and her name was Little Nellie. Used to roll upon her back so we could scratch her on the stomach. Oh, the monkey and the coconuts. Gotta get that pivot tooth tightened. Getting so I hiss like a skillet full of salt pork. If I ever get it.
Hey, buddy.
Who said that?
Me, Mac. Over here in the doorway.
Huh? Oh, hi, bud. If this is a stick-up, you need a little more experience. I'm flatter than a copper's arches.
Nah, this ain't no stick-up, pal. I want to do you a favor.
A likely story. Guys, don't stop guys in doorways to do guys favors. You think I just come in from Peoria on a load of hay or something?
Not you, brother. I know a city man when I see one. And what I got here wouldn't interest no yokels.
What do you mean? What do you got? And if you're going to try and sell me a genuine sable coat that you smuggled out of Russia in a bucket of borscht, you're barking up the wrong citizen.
Look, Mac, that hot burst stuff is strictly a racket, see? This is legit. Come here. I don't want to broadcast this.
Okay, but I know.
I've been waiting here all morning for some guy to come past that looks like he knew a real hand-woven Irish tweed when he seen it.
Irish tweed?
Yeah.
Hand-woven?
Yeah, yeah.
No kidding.
3 bolts of the finest homespun Irish tweed that ever come out of Donegal, pal. Frankly, I smuggled it in, see?
In that case, include me out, bud. Smuggling is illegal. It's cheating the government.
Look, Mac, leave us be logical. Who is the government? The government is the people. Who is the people? Me and you. If we cheat ourselves, who cares? I got 3 bolts of Irish tweed you can have for peanuts. Me mother needs the money.
Where you got it?
Down the alley in there. Empty your rubbish can. Come on, let me show you. This is the greatest bargain.
Fibber McGee and Molly will be right back after this short break. Stay tuned.
Not only is the 2023 Cadillac Escalade V billed as the most powerful full-size SUV on the market, as a techie, I love the available Super Cruise hands-free technology, 36-speaker AKG sound system, and, as we hear from Jordan Garwood, product manager for Cadillac Escalade at General Motors, a curved OLED screen and augmented reality feature.
Escalade V features a signature curved OLED display with 38 inches of total diagonal display. It's jaw-droppingly beautiful. The OLED display has twice the pixel density of a 4K TV. The Escalade V's augmented reality navigation displays a live street view in the driver cluster behind the steering wheel once a route is set in the vehicle navigation system. The system then overlays graphics on top of the live view to show the driver the proper lane or exactly where they should turn using both visual and audio cues.
Check it out at Cadillac.com/Escalade.
Hi, I'm NBA Defensive Player of the Year Marcus Smart of the Boston Celtics, here to discuss the biggest challenge of my life. You may think defending the greatest basketball players on the planet is tough, but facing the loss of my brother Ty to lung cancer and my mom Camille to bone marrow cancer was the biggest battle I faced. That's why I teamed up with Aflac, which has donated more than $162 million to childhood cancer and sickle cell at the Aflac Cancer Center in Atlanta. And with the Be the Match, the most diverse marrow registry in the world, to help people find a matching marrow donor. And if you're Black or African American, the odds of finding a match are steep. So we need you the most. So I'm encouraging all my fans to help us diversify the registry by going to bethematch.org. All it takes is a simple swab of your cheek to possibly save a life. I'm NBA All-Star Marcus Smart. For more information, visit Aflac.com or bethematch.org.
Employee onboarding?
Automated.
Customer support.
Automated.
What if you could automate all your company's routine operation tasks and do it easily?
Lead management.
Automated.
With Zapier, you can. Zapier is the leader in no-code automation. Connect over 5,000 apps, automate almost any workflow, and streamline your team's performance without hiring a developer and with no coding required. That's right. Zapier's templates make it simple for you to automate anything in minutes, no matter your level of expertise. Zapier eliminates routine tasks and frees your employees to focus on the bigger picture. And with Zapier's advanced security features and annual SOC 2 audits, your data is safe and secure. See why thousands of companies, including Slack, Salesforce, and HubSpot, trust Zapier to automate their businesses.
Even complex tasks?
Automated with Zapier.
Try Zapier for free today at zapier.com/radio. That's zapier.com/radio. Zapier.com/radio.
Welcome back to the Fibber McGee and Molly Show on WIN Radio 1.
So we walks down the alley, Molly.
Yeah.
And when he lifts the lid off of that empty rubbish can, there it was. 3 bolts of the most beautiful Irish tweed you ever scratched your fingers on. Look at it. Hand woven.
Mm-hmm.
He says I could have the 3 bolts for $10 a bolt, and I played it cagey, see? I says it's too much, pretending I wasn't interested.
Yeah?
So he says if $10 a bolt is too much, I could have all 3 for $35. So I grabs it.
Dearie, remember that picture in the photo album of you as a little boy? Playing horse with a harness around your shoulders and your brother Mickey holding the reins?
Yeah, but what that got to do with this...
Your brother knew you better than I do. He played it safe.
I don't get the...
McGee, this so-called Irish tweed is not worth the thread to make it into fishnets. It's junk.
You think so, eh? You think this guy would have risked smuggling it in from Ireland if it wasn't worth good dough?
How do you know he smuggled it in from Ireland?
He showed me his mother's picture that he was going to send the money home to.
How do you know it was his mother?
It said so right underneath the picture. Whistler's mother. The guy's name was Patrick Michael Whistler.
Listen, my little pigeon. Whistler's mother is a famous painting.
Yeah?
If her son were living, he'd be 113 years old.
Oh, by George, he don't look it. He handled these three heavy bolts of tweed like they were nothing.
I'll bet he did, all right. What's done is done, dearie. What are you going to do with it?
Make a few bucks on it. Sell it to a few friends. Ought to be 25 yards to a bolt. That's 75 yards. Sell it for maybe $10 a yard. That's $750. Minus 35, $715 profit. Wow, what an investment.
Let me see that cloth again.
Here, take a look. You see how loose wove it is? You see them little twigs and stuff in it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can see why Ireland stayed neutral in the war.
Huh?
Nobody dared get into an argument wearing stuff like this.
Well, you women don't know much about tweeds. That's strictly a man's material. It's outdoorsy.
Well, it can't go outdoorsy too quicksy for meezy.
You wait and see how it makes up, kiddo. I'd better measure it and see how much I can keep for myself. You got a tape measure?
There's one in my sewing basket upstairs. Lena will get it for you.
Oh, swell. Hey, Lena. Oh, Lena.
I got the tape measure right here, Mr. McGee. I've been checking myself, and I'm a perfect 36.
Lena, you are a 36, huh?
Just exactly, honey. 30 around the middle and 6 around the neck.
Yeah, but Lena...
Oh, I always had wonderful proportions, like the Venus de Mildew, people said. You know, I won a bathing beauty contest once in Cleveland.
You did?
I was Miss Shaker Heights of 1926. I had a real good offer from the movies, too.
Oh, not really, Lena. An offer from the movies?
Yes, they wanted me to play opposite Barbara Stanwyck. They said they'd never seen nobody as opposite Barbara as I was.
But did you ever actually work in pictures, Lena?
Well, not actually, no. I didn't think it was dignified. They just wanted me to be a standby.
A stand-in?
Yes, a stand-in.
But that's not undignified, Lena. Lots of stand-ins have become stars, you know.
Well, I wouldn't have, honey. They wanted me to stand in for a horse in the Skip-Along Hassity picture. Gosh, and I knew I'd never get to be a horse.
No, you're a little dark for a palomino, Lena.
Okay.
Hey, take a look at this Irish tweed material I just bought. Beautiful, eh?
Is that Irish tweed, Mr. McGee?
Yeah.
Well, goodness me. Wouldn't my papa have loved some of that?
He would, eh?
Mm. Was your father Irish by birth, Lena?
No, by extraction, honey. After he had his teeth pulled, he had the most beautiful brogue you ever heard. Well, call me unless you want something.
The first half of the episode, Smuggled Irish Tweed, from May of 1947. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. The McGee's maid at the time, Lena, was voiced by Jean Carroll, a male actor doing a female voice, a tradition that began on Fibber McGee and Molly by his predecessor Marlon Hurt, who played the McGee's original maid, Beulah. Well, Jean Carroll's longtime performing partner was Glenn Roll, and they worked together as a vaudeville team and then on radio. I'll further detail that and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
MusicRewind.com sprinkles Stardust by Artie Shaw on this essential 3-CD collection of 72 unforgettable instrumental hits.
unforgettable instrumental hits now at musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Enter or mention promo code BONUS33 to pay only $19.98 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Experience the romance of some enchanted evening and dance the night away to the Blue Tango at musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Remember promo code BONUS33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
What I didn't know then, of course, was this dumb little job was going to turn into a big case. A big, bad case.
One thing we do know is you will never miss a Win Radio Was episode again and can stream the most recent shows for free with our Radio Spirits app. Just go to RadioSpiritsApp.com to download it now.
It's easy to rent yourself out and you make a few bucks, but sooner or later you get burned. It doesn't make any difference whether you're a man or a mouse, because down on the waterfront in San Francisco, they build the traps both ways.
No traps here, just free streams at RadioSpiritsApp.com. Plus, sign up for a premium plan to download your favorite classic radio shows, such as Nero Wolfe, Sherlock Holmes, Gunsmoke, Burns and Allen, Richard Diamond, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. You can also bookmark programs and resume play when you want.
Watson, have your gun in hand and be prepared for anything.
Be prepared to download a free trial at RadioSpiritsApp.com today.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about the comedy team Gene and Glenn. Gene Carroll and Glenn Roll first teamed up in Chicago, then in the late 1920s relocated to Cleveland at station WTAM. They became famous for their comedy characters Jake and Lena, heard nationwide on the NBC network. Gene Carroll voiced both Jake and Lena, often switching between the male and female characters live and seemingly effortlessly. After the team of Gene and Roll broke up, Gene would perform the Lena character as the maid on Fibber McGee and Molly. I'm Greg Bell, and we're all out of time, but hey, take a little time, folks, and visit us at our website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.